Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. California Democrats placed two measures on the 2024 ballot to gut Prop 13. California families already pay the highest taxes in the nation, but state Democrats want to raise taxes even higher and have come up with a dirty trick to prevent voters from blocking their tax hike schemes at the ballot box. After years of slowly attacking and chipping away at Prop 13, California Democrats are moving in for the kill shot by placing two constitutional amendments on the ballot in 2024 to gut Prop 13 and make it easier to raise taxes in California. In the final few hours of the legislative session, Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly voted by a slender margin to approve ACA-1 and ACA-13. With these votes to gut Prop 13, California Democrats have shown they do not care about the cost of living crisis that is hurting California working families, and they are hell-bent on making things worse by raising taxes even higher. For years, Democrats have tried to outright repeal Prop 13, but voters have rejected those efforts. Then, Democrats switched strategies and started the death by a thousand cuts approach by using court cases in front of liberal judges to open loopholes in Prop 13 to make it easier to raise taxes. These same Democrats also discovered they could get around Prop 13's public vote requirement on tax hikes by just outright lying to voters on the ballot by using false and misleading ballot titles on tax hike measures to confuse and deceive voters. That's why a coalition of taxpayer advocates collected over 1.4 million signatures to force the California Taxpayer Protection Initiative on the 2024 ballot. The measure eliminates the loopholes California Democrats have opened in Prop 13, restores the two-thirds vote requirement on special taxes, and mandates honest ballot titles that use words tax increase when presenting measures that contain tax hikes in them. California Democrats know if the California Taxpayer Protection Initiative passes, the days of lying to voters to impose costly and unfair tax hikes in California will be over, and that's why they are using ACA 1 and ACA 13 to confuse voters and derail the efforts to save Prop 13. I urge each and every one of you to go to reformcalifornia.org for more information on this item and many more of concern to Californians. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.